You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns. Your captain of the football friendship is here with another banging football podcast. I want to know how you are. Is everything in your football world fun and happy? I sincerely hope it is. Has your club been able to keep hold of their top players this January? Arsenal and Liverpool fans, you can keep quiet there. Before we start, though, yes, I know about the Leeds United attempted new badge. And yes, like everyone else, I hate it. They've scrapped it. And I never want my eyes to witness that disgusting Pro Evolution Soccer from about 2006 looking badge again. Glad that's off my chest. I think we might be talking about it a little later on, but I just needed to get the rant over very early. This podcast, we are taking the National Express to the Midlands, the Black Country, and we are pulling up at Molineux Stadium to count down the seven of the best from Wolverhampton Wanderers. Last week, we crowned Matt Le Tissier as Southampton's greatest ever player. If you don't have a clue what goes on these pods, let me give you a bit of a rundown. Each week, we go through different clubs from up and down the football land, and we decide who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. And this week, we're hitting Wolves. The reason I give you these exceptionally exciting pods where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is kindly and thankfully sponsored by the greatest football game in the football land, 7OTB.com. 7OTB is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. All you've got to do each week is pick five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win, and one draw. You lucky seven of the best players battle each week for £250 in the individual prize. Then you and your mates battle for the £700 quid prize every week, and we all go to war to try and win the £1 million seven of the best has on offer if you get seven results right four game weeks in a row. Every week, I think of one new thing I would spend my £1 million on. This is the bit where I go a bit silly and stupid. But not this week. This week, I'd give the Leeds United owners and chairman £1 million to make sure the new badge, our new crest, if they are going to do one, which I don't even think they need to. We need to give £1 million so that this badge is perfect. And I mean perfect. I don't want any fancy New York, Paris, Milan, London marketing agency to design it. I just want perfection, and my £1 million is going to give us perfection. Get it? Sorted. Okay, what's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Wolves players via At The Football Hour. I'll be showing off how I did relatively average last week on the game. We'll have a gander at how Ledley King's legends got on and see what his talking points were from last weekend. Liverpool fans, look forward to that one. Well, I say look forward to it. He rips into you for losing against West Brom. Anyway, we'll be walking you through my predictions for week 27. Yes, we have made it to week 27. I can't believe the season is rocketing on so quickly. I'll be telling you how to get your predictions in by quarter to three this Saturday, Saturday the 3rd of Feb. But first, football friends, let's kick off this show by counting down the seven of the best Wolves players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Freddie Eastwood, Marlon Harewood or Tony Daly. What we'll be doing is focusing on the cream of the Molineux crop. So we'll start from seven and we'll work our way to the best player to ever play for the West Midlands club. Here we go. I take a big deep breath. Number seven, Peter Broadbent. The inside forward scored 145 goals in 497 appearances for the Molineux side after joining from Brentford for a then club record fee of £10,000 in 1951. Sir Alex Ferguson said that when he was growing up, Peter Broadbent was his favourite player. That is a testimony to how high his ability was on a football field. Broadbent, who helped Wolves win the Football League title in 54, 58 and 59, also the FA Cup in 1960, was part of England's 1958 World Cup squad. After joining Shrewsbury in 1965, he then moved on to Wolves rivals Aston Villa. But don't let that ruin his brilliant Molyneux career. Broadbent won 7 caps for England and he scored twice, and he is our number 7. At number 6 on the chart, John McCall. 407 league appearances, a massive 44 FA Cup appearances, known to his teammates as Scouse. He was the club's first choice centre-back throughout most of the 70s. During this period, he played in the 1972 UEFA Cup final and won the League Cup in 74. He was also part of the side that won the second division in 1976-77 season to immediately return Wolves to the top flight. Good lad. John moved into landscape gardening after football. Maybe Wolves should have got him in as a groundsman at Molyneux. That wouldn't have been a bad idea for a former legend. In recognition of his outstanding service, not to gardening, but to Wolverhampton Wanderers, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2015. Number 5, Ron Flowers. Won 3 league titles and an FA Cup with Wolves and was also part of England's 66 World Cup winning squad. What a legend. The midfielder was part of Wolves' 3 title winning squads in 54, 58 and 59 and won the FA Cup in 1960. In total, he won 49 caps for his country. Flowers played 512 times for Wolves, scoring just 37 goals in a 15-year career. But in 2009, this is what I like to hear. He was finally awarded a World Cup winner's medal after an FA campaign, and it's now on show in the Wolves Museum. Flowers was close to featuring in the final, where he would of course got a medal, but Jack Charlton was slightly ill before the game, which gave Flowers an inkling that he might start. But Big Jack was not going to miss that match, and Flowers missed out on playing. Number 4, Billy Wright. William Ambrose Wright, better known as Billy, was born in Ironbridge on the 6th of Feb 1924. The son of a Coal Brookdale iron foundry worker, he grew up to become a local footballing hero. In total, including the famous European friendlies, Billy Wright made a massive 541 appearances for the famous Wolves club, scoring 19 goals. By the height of his career, he was a central defender. He was the first player to win 100 international caps, winning 105 in total for England. He captained his country 90 times, including 70 matches consecutively. With Wolves, he won the FA Cup as captain in 49. They beat Leicester 3-1 and won league championships in the season 53-54, 57-58 and 58-59. On a personal level, he was the Footballer of the Year in 1952 and was runner-up to the great Alfredo Di Stefano of Real Madrid in 1957, European Footballer of the Year. Billy Wright was simply a superb player. Another superb Wolves player at number 3, Steve Bull. A Wolves great, he played there from 86 until his retirement from playing in 99 and holds the club's record goal scoring with 306 goals, which included 18 hat-tricks for the club. Although the club was never in the top division of English football during his time there, he was still a legend. Capped 13 times for England. In over 13 years at Wolves, Bull broke no less than 4 of the club's goal-scoring records. Yes, he was amazing. In one season alone, Steve Bull scored a massive 52 goals in that one season, in the 87-88 campaign. Lionel Messi and Ronaldo would be proud of that record. Number 2, Kenny Hibbert. Hibbert was signed by Wolves in November 68 for a fee measly fee of £5,000 from his hometown club, Bradford Park Avenue. Over the next 15 years, Hibby became a fan's favourite, his creative abilities forming an integral part of Wolves' midfield department. He could not have given the club a better parting gift, as the midfielder would serve the club superbly for a decade and a half. During that time, his tenacity and passing ability in midfield ought to have brought him international honours. He could score goals too and was deadly from the penalty spot, never more so than in 74-75 season when he hit home 9 penalties, helping to make him the club's top goalscorer with 17 goals. Hibby grabbed all 4 when Newcastle were beaten 4-2 at Molineux that season. He hit the opening goal while Wolves beat Man City 2-1 at Wembley to win the Football League Cup in 74 and was still in the side when the trophy was won again in 1980. After a win over Nottingham Forest in the final. When he returned for a game at Molineux as assistant manager to Bristol Rovers, he was given a standing ovation, which summed up what the fans thought of Hibby. Finally, Wolves' greatest ever player, Derek Parkin. Many words have been used to describe the fullback, who appeared more times for Wolves than any other player. Immaculate and consistent, spring readily to mind for a cool customer who always seemed to have time on the ball. He was decisive in the tackle and had a useful turn of speed. When he was signed from Huddersfield Town in 68, the fee was a measly £80,000. He was a calm presence, making him the team's Mr. Reliable. Had it not been for a mystery illness in the 72-73 season, which caused him to miss over half the campaign, his appearance record would have been nearer 630 games. Parkin played for Wolves in the 74 and 80 Football League Cup winning sides and 5 times made 50 or more appearances for the club in a single season. He is the Football Hours and 7 of the Best greatest ever Wolverhampton Wanderers player. If you do not agree with any of our picks and wish to create your own 7 of the Best Wolves players, tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBWWFC with your selections. Now, on to 7 of the Best matters. We all know that the man at the top of 7OTB tree is Ledley King, and he does a little news article called 7 Talking Points. It's all from the last weekend's games. And since retiring, he loves producing these articles. And this week, Ledley was talking about Liverpool and their FA Cup defeat to West Bromwich Albion. Mr. King said this: Liverpool seem to have formed the unhealthy habit of selling their best players when they are playing at their best. And after putting an end to a previously unstoppable-looking Man City's unbeaten run just 2 weeks ago, they now find themselves in a different situation. After back-to-back defeats to Swansea and West Brom, the big money move could at the very least be a distraction or at most be putting a dent in morale. Liverpool have now exited the FA Cup in the 4th round for the 3rd season running under Mr. Jurgen Klopp. Ledley not happy with Klopp for selling Coutinho. They did bring in Van Dijk. Jurgen Klopp, you can get your own back at having a go at Mr. Ledley King, because Ledley King and his legends didn't score too highly on 7 of the Best. Ledley only got 14 points. Robbie Keane joined him on 14, and then everyone else did awful. Sean Wright Phillips, mate, 3 points. The total for the team for the 7 players was 50. That wasn't enough to get them in the top 30 teams on 7 of the Best. If you want to challenge Ledley King's team, Ledley's legends, I don't think they're doing much challenging at the moment. All you have to do is go to Manage My Team section on 7 of the Best website and send your mates an email or WhatsApp invite, and you'll be able to go for that £700 team prize, which Ledley's legends don't need, but we all need, don't we? Right, enough of Ledley. What's coming up on the game week and what happened last game week? Well, my results weren't too good, pretty similar to Ledley's legends. I scored 15, which is one better than Ledley, but I wasn't far off, you know. The Oxford-Wigan game got postponed because Wigan was in the FA Cup. I didn't think, of course, which was silly. I got 2 points for it because I went for a Wigan home win, but it got postponed because Wigan beat West Ham. I went for Rangers to win. They won. I went for Bristol City to beat QPR. They won. Then I went for an away win for Wolves. Yes, an away win. 3 results in a row. Then I went for a home win, Blackburn to beat Northampton Town. It ended up in a draw. Not good. Then Aberdeen won. Yes. Then my draw was Brentford versus Norwich. Guess what? Away win to Norwich. But it was only 1-0, so I wasn't far off, you know. Could have scored much higher. My game week 27 predictions are in. Listen carefully. I've gone for wins for Leicester, Man United, Villa, Derby and Reading. My banker is Arsenal after their January business. I know they got rid of Sanchez, but I think Mkhitaryan and Ozil are going to tear things up. They're going to defeat Everton. They're my banker. My draw, Sunderland versus Ipswich Town. That will be one of the most boring games ever. I can see a 0-0. To enter your predictions, all you have to do is head to 7otb.com to set up your profile and new teams. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best. You're not going to be as good as me, but you could pick the same one. So listen up, people. Then, just like I have, insert your 7 of the best. Remember, they need to be in by 2:45 this Saturday, 3rd of Feb. It's free to enter, and you're 4 weeks away from winning £1 million. We've also got the individual prizes. We've got the team prizes on offer. Socials, at the Football Hour for me, at 7OTB Football for all the latest stats to help you pick your sides on 7 of the best. And that's it. Wolves is defeated. You have done, we have done their 7 of the best. What a show this has been. Thank you to all the new Wolves fans that I'm sure are listening. Thank you to you, the Football Hour subscriber that is always here. And thank you to 7 of the best for having the greatest football game in the land. I've been Alex Mearns. I'll see you next week for another one of these. All right, see you there.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.